Megan. St. Helena, California, October 16, 1900. Dear Brother Megan, I have been conversing with you in the night season. You seemed to be quite anxious to make changes just now and give up the school in Battle Creek. Much has been said on this line, but for years nothing has been done. Had this movement been made when the Lord indicated that it was duty, the showing would be very different from what it is at the present time. But circumstances have changed, and the movements that might have been made with advantage in the past will not at this time be advisable. All the reasons I shall not attempt to lay before you. Many things will be revealed in the future that are not discerned now. The Lord has put it into my mind to give the book on the parables to do a work which at this crisis should be done. The Lord has wrought upon the minds of the brethren to work up this matter nobly. Any changes in the school at Battle Creek at this time would be premature. You are now to tarry and hold the fort. Do not do anything out of the Lord's order. Let the plan devised by the Lord be fully carried out. Do as your first work all that it is possible to do to free the school from the heavy debt upon it. This movement in the order of God, and you will know from the great general of armies what is to be done next. Let the Lord devise and plan. This will be better than any human devising. There is more depending on the movements you make now than presents itself from outward observation. I say now, watch and pray and watch. Let not the enemy obtain an advantage by your haste. There are many things now that will have after results. Let the work of canvassing for Christ's object lessons do its level best. And when this work is carried out as earnestly and energetically as it is possible to carry it, you will understand what to do next in the order of God. One movement must not be rushed upon the heels of another. Nothing must be done to confuse the work which the Lord has outlined to be accomplished. Let not your desire to get out of Battle Creek lead to a work similar to the defeat of Israel through the testimony of the unfaithful spies. The Lord was holding back the armies that inhabited Canaan, but because of unbelief, the children of Israel did not make the right moves at the right time, and their opportunity was lost. Then the people, determined to avert the judgment pronounced by the Lord, decided to follow their human impulses, and the result is plainly outlined. Wait. Do not cut across the Lord's designs. Let the plan he has devised have every advantage. When this plan is fully carried out, in accordance with the divine mind, the Lord will indicate what you are to do next. I present this to you so that you will not rush forward to dispose of the school property till the purpose of God is accomplished. Many things devised by human wisdom will be failures. I shall write more when I feel at liberty. We are praying for you.